on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. Listen, this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used or considered to be a legal, health, tax, or medical advice or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible. Let me say that again. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or injuries that may occur in the use of this podcast. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com. Under Jay Will Podcast. To donate to this podcast, you may do so by the donate feature located on the homepage, or you can do it via Cash App as $ Jay Will Podcast. Follow my music page, James Williams Music on Facebook, James Williams Music on Facebook. And also, don't forget, go to your Play Store, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and download the Live 365 app. The Live 365 app from the Play Store is free. And then type in Jay Will Gospel Radio, and you can listen to 24/7 gospel radio all the time, 7 days a week. All right, this podcast is brought to you by Jay Will Music Production, LLC, and is also brought to you and sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your production needs, call Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, home skillets. Guess who I have on the horn with me right now in the virtual studio? None other than Mrs. Sherry Powers Page. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to have you on. Yep, yep. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad, right?
Hallelujah.
I know, right? So where are you from?
I am from Holly Springs, Mississippi. I live in a little rural town called Tullahoma.
Now, y'all be messing with me for real. Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Yes.
Now, you're not going to believe this. I grew up in Lumberton, Mississippi, and I lived in Picayune, Mississippi, down by Slidell, Louisiana.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And now I'm a native Ohioan.
Okay.
So I moved up here in 2005.
Okay.
So yeah, Mississippi.
Yeah. Yes, Mississippi. I live in the northern part of Mississippi where we border on. I can get to Memphis in 35 minutes from here. So then I'll be right in Tennessee. And then we live right on the Tennessee line. I can, you know, and right close there to Alabama and Arkansas as well. So I'm up in the northern part of Mississippi.
Yeah, is that up Interstate 55?
It is, yeah. 55 runs you all the way through. You know, it runs all the way through Mississippi, up through Tennessee, up through, St. Louis, Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Small world, ain't it?
Yeah.
Small world. Yeah. So you down there with all that good home cooking.
Absolutely. We cook at home down here.
Yeah. Hey. Shirley Caesar said, greens, potatoes, beans.
You name it.
Yeah, man. I miss some of that Southern cooking. I was just down that way visiting my daughter who still lives in Mississippi. And I stopped at this place called Quavers Fish House. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not a corporate sponsor of this podcast, but I got to give them a shout out. They got the best catfish I've ever eaten in my life. And it's been like that for 50 years.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah, but that good that good home cooking, I tell you what.
Yes, absolutely.
So how long have you been in music?
I have been in music basically all of my life. You let my mom and tell it, I probably was doing music at the age 3 and 5, but I actually start playing music at the age of 10. I've been a minister of music. I've been teaching choirs and playing for choirs since the age of 13.
Wow.
So I'm 53 now, so that's been 40 years.
Man,
Yeah.
that's longevity right there.
It
Now, I got to know your secret.
Okay.
How do you continue to work in that capacity when choir members get on your last nerve?
They absolutely still get on my last nerves. But the key is I know my purpose, and I have been like the church that I'm the minister of music at now. I've been here there for 16 years now.
Okay.
Before that, the church that I left to come from them, I was their minister of music for 11 years. The churches, because I used to in Mississippi now, churches didn't used to have service. Everybody didn't have service every Sunday. So I
Right.
played for about three or four churches at one time because everybody only had church like once a month. So I played for them before I went to the church in Memphis for about 15 years. But the thing I know when I was led to go to Shiloh, I follow the Holy Spirit and God, and I just, and I told him, that I would do. So I can't quit until he tell me I can. So
Right.
that's just why I keep doing it. It's my assignment from God. And so yes, sometimes there have been where they get on my last nerve. Sometimes where it's been, I've had that, they just absolutely follow leadership. Actually, when I first started being a minister of music, I had a choir full of my mom, my grandmother, my aunts, all of them were my relatives, and I was younger than them, and I was a youth where I should have been submitting to their authority. But when they realized, what gift God has given me, they allowed me to teach them. They led with whatever I told them, and they never gave me any trouble.
That's awesome.
It is.
That is
And
very
so,
awesome.
and I'm grateful for that, because, I was their child. I raised up in a family, a very strict discipline, but I think, like I said, and I give God all the glory for that, because when I look back on it and realize it, and I'm like, wow, it could have went differently,
So, any other people in your family play instruments?
Absolutely. My brother plays guitar. My uncle played piano. He actually played in my family before me. I have my great aunts and some of my mom's and dad's first cousins. They played organ. They played other musical instruments, but mostly their instrument was singing. They mostly got singing. A few of us play, but more of us sing than play.
I've always been fascinated because you find that if the father or the grandfather was a doctor, then the great grandson is more likely to be a doctor. It's the same thing with musicians. I think it's a genetic thing. You know what I'm saying? My mother played piano. My little brother plays piano. My sister played clarinet. My other brother plays saxophone. I play organ and piano. And both my children sing. My son's a drummer. It's just kind of a genetic thing, huh?
Yes, it is. And it's, to me it's biblical and it's scripture. You think about it, God selected, musicians from a Levite tribe. There were 12 tribes. He didn't pick a musician out of each tribe. He picked the musicians from one tribe and all of them. And the Bible says they were skilled, not because and I hop on that because, people think that we treat church sometimes like it's just karaoke and we ought to be satisfied with I tried. No, my Bible doesn't read that way. I think, you're skilled in whatever you do. And if God didn't give you that talent, then, you just be satisfied with whatever gift that God has given you.
Ladies and gentlemen, she said something there. She said that the musicians were Levites. So yeah. We all one, we're supposed to be one musical family.
Yeah.
And not competing with one another, not fighting with one another.
Right. Exactly. You know,
trying to embarrass people. We're supposed to be helpers of one another because we were chosen for one specific reason.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, that'll preach right there.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pass the plate around.
Right.
Yeah. So what were some of your greatest inspirations musically outside of your family growing up?
Outside of my family, when I was in high school, my choir teacher, Amistine Gibson, she was very instrumental. I got a chance to learn music at a different level. In choral music in school, it's different from just singing gospel music in a choir. Right. I'm always intrigued, you know, as well with every type of music. I love music, you know, even when I went to college, music appreciation, from appreciating music to classical, from every genre and way it is. Now, when I grew up, when I was little, I was a big Jackson 5 fan. I love Michael Jackson. I love Aretha Franklin because my mom loved Aretha Franklin, you know, and like I said, I just really.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Was inspired and just love, you know, the way people bring music together now. Yeah. And I tell you this, my pet peeve is I just absolutely can't stand if music doesn't make sense to me, it hurts my ears. It just I don't like it. I love and appreciate it in the beautifulness when it comes together. I love harmonies. I love, you know, good music coming together. So
yeah, you can imagine. I listen to a lot of music, especially on a radio station.
Yes.
And so I get tons of music submissions. Some are absolutely wonderful, like yours, and then there are some that need some remedial help.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's challenging to try to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, the mix isn't quite right on this song.
Yeah.
You got way too much reverb in this song. It's hard to get people to understand that. I've had an easier time since I own the radio station.
Right.
Conveying that to to different artists. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Some things are challenging.
Absolutely. Yes.
So yeah, how many projects have you done?
I've written songs even before my children were born. My oldest daughter, she's 30, and she is actually the one that produced my album. And so I've only had actually one really album project.
Okay.
But as far as writing, doing music, I've done choir workshops, teaching and all that. I've been doing that for years, but it took, you know, my daughter investing in me to actually get what I had already done and get it recorded and put it out there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your latest project.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So my daughter named it Family because she said out of all of the years that I had been writing music, you know, we were going to name it Family. I finally recorded my first album. So that's the reason why we named it Finally. And so it is a compilation of music that I had written in the past, some that I had written maybe recently, but most of it most of it were a whole bunch of songs that I had already written, and they just hadn't been recorded.
Yeah.
And so, and my daughter, she is an R&B artist. She's an upcoming R&B artist. And so, and even so her testimony was, and they always tell her, you know, Jai, you need to be recording, you need to be doing this. She said, well, she said, God told me first said that I had to pour back into my mom. And he said, once I do that, you know, that he's going to lead my path to what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's just great to me.
Wow. So I didn't realize that I got the song sent to me from the promoter.
Yes.
Yeah. How I Got Over.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that was a whole project.
Yes, it's a whole project. Yeah, the How I Got Over is on the Finally album. How I Got Over, I've been singing that for a few years, and now I have people tell me that when I die, I want you to sing this at my funeral. So I sing at funerals. Actually, this is April. I probably did at least 12 or 15 funerals this year already. Yes, and so, it's just, you know, and I'm not trying to promote myself as a funeral singer, but, you know, like I said, I do the work that God calls me to do. And like I said, I have people that I've known for years, and many times, you know, they'll say, you know, when, you know, you sang that song, he said, when I die, I want you to sing it. And because it's a song of funeral that, you know, you're feeling sad at the funeral, but at the same time, you know, it's telling you that, you know, we got hopes of where we're going, you know, beyond this life, you know.
Now, what made you decide to put that song on the album?
The same reason, because so many people had requested to me, and because they requested so much from me live, many of them told me that they, you know, they wanted to hear it. I need to call to the radio and request it. I said, well, I haven't recorded it. So, the people that, you know, that wanted to hear it, I just thought, you know, that it would still be a blessing that, you know, that I would go ahead and record it and I would put it on so that they would have access to it without just having to call me to sing it. And, you know, the funny thing about it is I tell some people, I had one of my cousins, he said, well, I want you to sing that at my funeral. I said, well, I'm glad you already heard me sing it, because I said, I think when you die, I don't think you're going to hear it. And he said, oh, no, I'm going to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't confirm or deny that he will hear it, but.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, probably will not. You know, I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm leaning towards that area, but I can't confirm or deny. He might hear it. I don't know.
But you think about, you know, like I said, we do not know. Only God knows. And many times, you know, they'll tell you, like when people, you know, in the hospital, in a coma, that, you know, that, and because the doctors will say, you can talk to them because they can still hear you.
Yeah, they hear you.
You know, hearing it. Yeah, and you're right. You know, so, and I'm not sure about they still hearing in the casket, but I know. But I know people have been adamant about it. They said, now when I go, he said, for sure, I want you to sing this song. I said, okay. I said, I will honor your request. I said, as long as your family call and tell me, I will honor it, you know. And we have to realize the funeral is up to the family. It's not always up to the person that dies.
I'm going to tell you now. Okay. If I'm at a funeral, uh-huh, and somebody's singing a song and the person in the casket start mobbing their head and snapping their fingers,
yeah,
I'm out of there.
All right.
I'm not sticking around. Yeah, I'm not sticking around, you know, because despite popular belief, black people don't do ghosts.
They don't do ghosts real good.
We do the Holy Ghost, but we don't do no other kind of ghost, man. No.
Yeah. Well, think about it like this. You know, and I think I shared it with my leadership before. I said, you know, now, I said, I'm not sure that we really should have funerals in church. I said, now, when Jesus went to funeral, people got up. I said, if we really giving them Jesus, I said, I don't think they're supposed to stay dead. I now, said, When Jesus went to a funeral, people got up from the dead.
You know, don't get me on that soapbox. Because what I'm seeing now.
Okay.
And I don't want to get no hate mail from people. This is just an observation.
Okay.
We don't really have any power.
That's what I'm talking about.
We don't really have any power.
That's the soapbox. That's kind of what I was alluding to.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if we really doing it, they probably should wake up bobbing their head.
They should. But we don't have any power. I mean, to me, it's a bunch of hookity booger and hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of hype. But I want to see the raw power, like when I was a kid. I saw miracles when I was a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to diminish along the way. But yeah, I feel you. We don't have
that. Yep. Well, yeah. But of course, we do accept that all of us have to leave that way in order to get to our heavenly home. So I think that, you know, many times, you know, now we're more in the acceptance role. My dad passed about 2 years ago. And so, you know, we have an acceptance that my dad lived a great life, you know, and my dad had great rewards in heaven for the things that he done. But I had a first cousin that died at the age of 25, and it was very premature. So my take on it is if we could have gotten to where he was, I believe if we had the power of Jesus, we could have done something for him to live again. I just, that premature life, I don't see that should have been the end of his life. You know, right. If I put it that way. Now, you know, it's still all God's will. It's, you know, this is just my opinion, not gospel. But with my dad, yeah, it was more accepting. He was sick. And like I said, you know, he worked so very hard and touched so many lives, you know. And what greater reward could God give him than to give him rest and to give him a heavenly home at the time that he gave him? But my cousin had died premature. It was just always in my mind, like if his dad could have just been there, you know, yeah. we could have prevented it because he was away from us and he got murdered. I'm like, but wow, what could have happened if we could have gotten there?
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's the, you know, the power that, you know, the, you know, those miracles that, you know, and I've heard testimonies of people that, you know, yes, they have been raised, you know, raised from the dead, but you know, and I believe in it, you know, just because, you know, we don't see it always, but I don't think we always tap into the power that Christ has given us, because he did say, you know, greater works will you do than I did. So what are we doing greater?
You know, what are we not doing to receive the greater?
To receive the greater, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we not doing? What are we missing?
Yeah.
In order to receive the greater. So
okay.
I gotta jump. So tell the people if they want to find your project, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can find my project if they're looking. I have a website. My project is on all social media, on media platforms. It's on YouTube, it's on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, you know, any media platform. The album is called Finally. I think there's about, I think that's at least eight to 10 tracks. I'm not sure. I did a rendition of Amazing Grace that has two parts to it on there. The song How I Got Over is on that project. My website is www.sherrypowerspage.com. I do have it on, you know, on my website, and you can check out, you can read my, biography and, see a little more about me. There's my email and my contact for, bookings and everything. Now, I'm a church girl. I play for my church full time. You know, I dedicate myself to being the minister of music first before I take other things on Sunday. My husband is a pastor, so And I'm not the minister of music at the church he pastors. He's only been pastoring now for about 2 years, but I do support that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, when, you know, time permits, we're available. You know, I don't mind, you know, taking, you know, bookings and what have you, but always being led by God, because every event, you know, doesn't, you know, may not be something I need to take on. But yeah. Of course, yes, you know, but I'm, you know, I'm excited and happy about it, Alex, and I'm thankful to you, you know, to reaching out for me, to me. But yes, they can go on absolutely any media platform and get my album. It's titled Finally, and it's Sherry Powers Page. Sherry with a C, C-H-E-R-I.
Yeah, that now, ladies and gentlemen, that's Lady Sherry Powers Page.
Lady Sherry Powers Page.
She's a pastor's wife. Yeah. I didn't know that at first. I wouldn't have been calling you Sherry. I would have been saying Miss Sherry, or, you know,
Lady.
Pastor Lady Sherry. You know,
that's not a problem for me. No problem.
So let me ask, I know you came up with a group of, you know, group of singers in the family, and you know, you know, various musicians and being in church and church choirs. But how did you develop your own style?
I don't know. You know, through the years, I think it was a combination of, like I told you, I love Aretha Franklin, you know, and we also listened to, like I said, I think it comes from my mom. My mom, she doesn't play an instrument, but my mom sang a whole lot. She write a lot of music. She would take a song and make it her own. And yeah. I think that was my inspiration. You know, she didn't bother, you know, she would learn it, you know, wasn't trying to take anything from the artist that made it. But when she sang a song, she would always make it her own. So, and I think that's that, you know, encouraged me and inspired me to know how to be my own person when I sing, you know, that, yeah. You know, and even though now, you know, I did a lot, and I still do, when, you know, when I hear great artists, and like I said, my daughter and I, you know, even though we sing, we still take voice lessons from another lady. And so when we do sing, we do try to replicate sometimes maybe the riffs and runs of an artist that we're listening to. Not that we're trying to be like them, but we're trying to see if we can match our skills on the same level as that artist.
So, I got you. So to see if you're growing.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I do that with my playing. So okay. I hear some guys playing some chords, mm-hmm. and I go down to my basement and I'm figuring out these chord structures that they're doing.
Yeah.
To see if my skill level and my understanding and comprehension has grown. I get that.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many, you looking at doing any future projects after this?
Yes, I was actually, before I got on this interview, I was talking to my daughter before she left here about us, because I have plenty more songs that I've already written. I was working with my male chorus last night, and I wrote a song for them at the spur of the moment, just last night. So I was talking to her about, you know, what we were going to do for the next project. So yes, it's absolutely on the way.
Wow. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to dive into the rest of the project finally.
Yes, I appreciate it. Yeah. Like I said, you know, a lot of people, you know, most people go on YouTube. Like I said, it's definitely on YouTube, and you can see, I do have some snippets of the live recording where we did it. Some of the live recording videos are on YouTube. You know, you can just go in and put my name in there, and you'll be able to see. I mean, actually, the song that you have, How I Got Over, I do think I have a video of me singing that.
Okay.
As well. Uh-huh.
So what are some challenges that you've been through when you were doing it, getting ready for this live recording? What are some of the struggles? And the only reason I ask that is because everybody, you know, we see all these people doing live recordings. Mm-hmm. And we say, oh, man, this is great. This is wonderful. Oh, my God, it's the best thing I ever seen in my life. Yeah. And don't realize what path you had to take to get there.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, if you don't, you know, this is fact. I work for a bank. I am a vice president at a bank. If you don't have any money,
Lord.
You don't have any money, you can't get stuff done. You know, money is a challenge. I don't care how we try to tiptoe around it, and say God will provide for something, because He will. But if you don't have any money to do some of the things that you need to do, you might not get them done.
Hey. You could be the most anointed person in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you go in that bank to get a loan, your credit score better be right.
It better be right. Exactly.
And you better have some equity to put as collateral somewhere.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Now I tell you what, you know, so when you were talking about the challenges, it was so God ordained that I didn't really have many challenges. We went through it. You know, I was just really blessed.
Yeah.
We had a lot of sponsors, you know, as far as the money went, you know, and sometimes people, even gospel artists now, they'll tell you a lot of these quartet, you know, cause they put on a lot of programs and all this stuff, you know, and I'm telling you, you know, they're not fooling me. They come out in the hole. You know, once you pay 10 groups to sing, you know, and you're only charging $20 at the door, you're not making a profit. But we did, because we had great sponsors, because of the planning that we did and the people, you know. Now I do wish it would have had been a greater turnout than it was. But we still turned a profit. We had a great time. We had a spiritual time in the Lord, you know. So it really was a blessed project.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny you should say that. I mean, they can't fool you no way. You're the vice president of a bank.
So, you're right.
I mean, you know finances. But, you know, in my little, you know, novice financial endeavors, I listen to a lot of Dave Ramsey.
Okay.
And so it forced me to reevaluate my finances, especially when it comes to funding my projects and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I make sure my overhead is low.
Yes.
But I can still have same quality.
Right.
And so but that translates to, you know, everything. If I have four car notes, well, I don't have any extra money to do anything on the side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I keep my overhead low and keep my expendable cash, you know, so it can be a little bit more versatile because the overhead's low. And so to your point, when you're paying all these groups to come sing at your programs, that's not really cost effective and you're not keeping the overhead low. So that's why you can say without a shadow of a doubt, they're losing money.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to encourage, first of all, let's go back to the bank thing. Because there's a whole bunch of people out here that's, you know, they don't have a direction on where to go educational wise.
Okay.
How did you know you wanted to get into banking?
Well, I didn't really at first. I was blessed. My daughter had my baby. She was about 3 months old. And in January, the place I was working, I was trying to go back to school, get finished with college. And I had a baby to take care of. And I realized one day, I'm like, I got to have another job. I was playing for churches and I had a little bit of money, but, and so one day, you know, I had prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I need a job. And, one of the ladies, I had told, I had a youth workshop choir at the time. And one of the ladies that had children with me, she said, well, she said, they, Dorothy, another friend of hers told me that they were hiring at the bank. And I said, okay. And so when I talked to her on a Sunday, and she told me to come to the bank at Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And she said, be dressed nice. She said, you're going to already come for the interview. I want you to fill out the application, but I've already, she said, but I'm going to, she said, I'm going to tell them about you and you come in. I went, filled out an application, talked to the CEO of the bank at 8 o'clock. And he told me, and he said, go ride around for about 2 hours. He said, come back around 10 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, I had the job.
Wow.
And I have, that's been 30 years ago.
And now you're the VP.
And now I'm vice president. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so, you know, you said something that's really key there. And mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a young musician, I want you to really process this.
Yes.
She said she was playing for churches.
Yes.
But she realized that she needed a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of cats that's all they do is they play for churches.
Mm-hmm.
And they get older. They don't have any retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any insurance. Their health starts declining.
Mm-hmm.
And at their latter years, they're living in poverty.
Yes. Yeah. Because they haven't put any money in Social Security. So even if they get that, it's not going to be much.
Wow.
Because it is a bad testament to the church that, you know, we don't, because churches are the ones that mainly want musicians and then don't want to pay them. I was making, so I told you, I played for several churches. I played for three churches at the time. And at two of the churches at this time, I made $25 a Sunday.
Wow.
And at one of the churches, I made $40. So that was $90 a month. You think I could take care of myself and a child off of $90 a month?
No. No.
I couldn't. So.
I mean, I've always had, you know, I've always had a regular job. I mean, I spent 18 years as a surgical technologist.
Okay.
And past 10 years, I worked for another company as a surgical instrument repair specialist.
Okay.
So, but I'll be 55 in June. And
okay.
So I've had a job basically since I was a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Army, got out the Army, started working as a surgical tech. I mean, I've never wanted to depend on a church because I never wanted to be at the mercy of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I wanted to have some stability for my family. And you made a good move. Now you're the VP.
Absolutely.
Just blessed.
You know, like I said, my mom told me, all glory to God. I do have, you know, like I said, I was talking to my children tonight. You know, I've had some things, especially since January this year, you know, that I've been through. But, you know, but to not complain and be like the Israelites, I know God brought me here. I know he blessed me with it. You know, I trust in the fact that, you know, he's going to continue to keep me through all the process. You know, I know I didn't, you know, now I do think I'm pretty smart, but I realize I'm smart enough to realize I did not get here on my own. It was God that blessed me with the things that I have.
But I mean, come on, Adam. She's so humble, ladies and gentlemen. She said, I'm not really smart. She's the vice president of a bank. I mean, you can't be the village idiot and be the VP.
No, not really.
No. Like you Mrs. Drysdale running around here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes. Wow. Yeah, that is phenomenal. So I'm happy for you. I'm happy for
Thank
your
you
new
so
project.
Much.
Finally, it's on all digital platforms. Go out and get this music. Support her, support her, support her. I promise
Thank
you're not
you.
Going to be sorry, you know, and from everything. The album cover looks great.
Thank
you know,
you.
the music and stuff on it is great. Y'all got to find this project and find her on social media. And if you're ever in the Mississippi area and you need a church to go to, Shiloh Church.
Go
check her out.
Come on over.
Yeah. And go check out her husband's church if you're in the area. What's the name of your husband's church?
My husband's church is named Bell Grove.
Bell Grove. All right.
Yes.
Wow. Man, y'all can just set up a tent in the yard. You got a musician and a preacher. And you got singers. I'm sure your kids sing.
My children play. My children sing.
Wow.
My daughter has a master's degree in music education, and she's a college professor. She is the assistant choral director at Kahoma College in Clarksville, Mississippi.
What?
Bunch
of geniuses running around there.
My youngest son, my 22-year-old son, is a minister. And he's a show enough preacher. And my 25-year-old son, he's a basketball coach, but he sings as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think you'd be singing to him in practice?
Look, now I don't know about practice, but he sings in the shower and in the bathroom a whole lot.
Yeah. He was like, go up and get that rebound.
Yep. I am blessed to have a grandson. He has a 1 year old, and my grandson, he watches these videos of people playing the drums. I bought him a little piano. He plays the piano. He plays the drums, and of course we have musical instruments around our house everywhere. He's already in the works.
I got my first piano at 2 years old.
Yeah. I think I was one as well. Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they bought it for me is because my granddaddy said that I wouldn't stop crying.
Oh, wow.
I went over to it and sat down by it. It was a little toy piano. Sat down on it and started hitting on it. And my mom tried to take it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just threw a hissy fit in the store. My granddad said, get it to him so he can shut up. Here it is now, 55 years later. I'm an organist. Okay, you're back. I think we lost her, but ladies and gentlemen,
am. I didn't put myself on do not disturb. I had a call.
Oh, so, Lord, no, it's okay.
No, I had a phone call. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll edit that out.
Okay.
All right. So, but anyway, it's good talking to you.
Right,
thank you. Don't hang up yet. I'm gonna get us out of here, but don't hang up yet. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Sherry Powers Page, the preacher's wife, can play the piano and she can sing. Go get that album. Finally, it's on all digital platforms. This is your boy Jay Will. Don't forget to look me up on Facebook, James Williams Music, and go to your Play Store. Ladies and gentlemen, do this. You gotta do this. Go to your Play Store and download the Live 365 app. I have 24/7 gospel music 7 days a week. And once you download that app, it's a free app. It's free. Look up Jay Will Gospel Radio. Jay Will Gospel Radio on Live 365. Or you can watch it from your internet browser. But if you download the app, you can listen to the radio station just like you listen to Pandora. You can listen to Jay Will Gospel Radio, and you can hear people like Lady Page on there singing her new single and some more of her songs, along with various artists from around the world. And if you have music, go ahead and send me an email, LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. Send me a mastered MP3 photo and a short bio. I'll review your music and get back with you as soon as time permits. And we can upload you to the station. Okay, until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace.